Good morning, welcome to the programme. It's Macaulay and Co here on BBC Radio Scotland. I'm Fred. Today is Monday the 28th of June. Coming up on the show this morning, going to find out why you shouldn't badmouth the boss, or this could happen.
You're fired.
What was that, Lord Sugar?
You're fired.
I thought that's what you said. Max Hardburger's job is to recover stolen ships from pirates. Arr. It sounds like fiction, but it's a true story. Looking forward to speaking to him. I'm going to be very nice to him. Now, when most people think of pirates, they naturally think of one-eyed drunken sailors who look like Johnny Depp with a parrot on their shoulder. But we've got to be serious about this. Piracy is dangerous. We've all heard the stories over the last few years, and a real threat to the lives of many who make their livings working at sea. And one man who's faced more danger than most, I'm delighted to say, is my next guest. He is Captain Max Hardburger, who worked as a ship Caesar, that's S-E-I-Z-E-R, not as in the old Roman Caesar, battling to reclaim stolen ships from pirates in the world's most troubled waters. And he's here to tell us how he survived these amazing real-life adventures. Good morning, Captain Max.
Good morning, Fred.
Welcome to the programme. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You're in our London studio this morning. I hope London's treating you well this morning, Max.
Very nicely.
Would you consider yourself a seaman still, first and foremost, or are you a landlubber now?
No, I still live on a sailboat, and I go sailing quite a bit. I don't go to sea as a ship captain anymore, but I'm still a seafarer.
It's quite a line of work you got yourself into, and you know, I was joking earlier on saying it's not like you would just turn up and say, excuse me, that property does not belong to you, we would like it back. That's not the way these people work, is it?
Well, you could try that. I don't think it would get you very far. What I've got to do is sneak in surreptitiously and sneak the ship out without anybody knowing it.
How did you do that?
Well, I come in and I do my reconnaissance and conduct intelligence on the ground. I sometimes have to sneak on board the ship to find out what the status is on board. Then usually I sneak my crew on board, usually in the middle of the night, and we cut the dock lines with axes and steam out and try to get to international water.
Are ships standard? Forgive me, because I don't sail at all. I'm not that happy in deep water, to be honest. But are they all similar, Max, in how you start them up and get them going?
Yes, pretty similar.
So, I mean, and what size of boats were you, or ships were you repossessing?
Well, I don't have a limit on that, but our fees, I'm afraid, are so high that it would have to be a pretty good-sized vessel, or at least a pretty good-valued vessel, for us to be involved. Somewhere between, normally most of my clients need their ships of between 5,000 and, say, 35,000 tons.
Right. And how many of a crew would you need for the larger of those?
I would probably need about 7 men.
Uh-huh. And when you were repossessing them, Max, was it for the vessel itself or was it for the cargo?
No, always for the vessel. I have nothing to do with the cargo. In fact, I won't repossess a vessel if it has cargo on board.
Right. So these people would be taking the vessels, taking the stuff off, whatever it was that they'd stolen, and then it was, would they just leave it sitting, or would they, what were their intentions with the vessel?
Well, normally the people I'm dealing with have bribed a judge in some corrupt port to have the ship seized so that they can sell it to themselves and get the ship for free, or, you know, essentially. So it's not an issue of cargo, it's an issue of me getting my client's ship back from a corrupt foreign port.
Now, these are going to be largely organized criminals, are they not?
Yes, in order to steal a ship this way, you have to be highly organized.
Are they not going to be chasing after you, Max, for some time after the repossession has occurred?
Well, they will chase me if they know I'm doing it. I have been chased.
Uh-huh. Do you work under a pseudonym?
No, but what I do is, as I keep a very low profile, I usually enter these countries through some backwater jungle river port or something where they don't keep records. As much as possible, I try to work through cutouts or through intermediaries so that I'm not known in the port.
Okay, now, Leslie, I know wants to come in this, but one question. Do you have the perhaps unauthorized blessing of your own intelligence services?
No, I don't deal with them at all.
So you're completely out with the any kind of legal structure. There's no safety net for you.
None at all.
Good grief. And before I Leslie, in you come.
I just wanted to ask, I mean, Max, you must have nearly died quite a few times. I mean,
many times, I'm afraid.
I mean, how was
close?
That? How close were you and what happened?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, most of my really close calls came flying, not on ships. Uh-huh. So, you know, I find ships pretty, you know, not so dangerous compared to airplanes.
Ryanair, was it? Was it a budget airline?
No.
But this is only one aspect of what you do. And, you know, you've been involved in many, many things. And I think the Hollywood film inspired by your adventures is currently, well, it was in development when the book was published. How close is that to being finished and distributed?
Well, it's still in development. And in development in Hollywood could mean years and years and years.
Uh-huh. But who would you like to play your part, Max, once the filming starts?
Well, the producer asked me the other day, and I told him Samuel L. Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You've got a nice moustache, Max. Do you think he would need to grow one of them?
Well, he could braid it.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff that you've done, and as somebody that spends their life, or, you know, for a great part of it, on the seas, piracy is on the increase. We hear all too regularly the stories about this, but the biggest sea-based story just now is, of course, the BP disaster out in the Gulf. What does that mean to somebody, you know, a seafaring chap like yourself?
Well, not so much as a seafarer, because ships are still moving in the Gulf. But the problem is, as a resident of Louisiana, living on my sailboat on the coast, I'm as close as anyone can get to the spill, and it's a very bad thing.
Right. Well, let's hope that they manage to you know, sort it out and start the huge cleanup operation that is required.
I was thinking as well about, you know, the situation in Gaza at the moment. I mean, that's something which has been highly publicised, but you must have come across instances where this is happening, but it's just not been publicised in such a way.
Well, it's pretty rare for a warship to attack a vessel flying a foreign flag in international water, and I would have to say that technically it's not permitted under international law. But I don't know the situation enough to say definitively.
Amongst the other things that Max has done, he's been filmmaker himself, oil field mud engineer, a stuntman. So you've flirted with the movie industry already. And a drummer in a blues band. Does that continue, Max?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have a gig this weekend.
Whereabouts?
Oh, in New Orleans.
Oh, right. So you're here just visiting and then back over to New Orleans.
Correct.
Wow. What's the blues band called?
Oh, well, this particular blues band is called Big Larry. So Big Larry and the Quarter Rats.
The Quarter Rats?
Yeah, the French Quarter. People who live in the French Quarter are called Quarter Rats.
Okay. And you're on drums.
That's correct.
Right, and proper drums. They're not made out of barrels.
No, they're not. Real drums.
All right. And you bought them. You didn't repossess them from somebody else, did you?
No comment.
I wish you all the very best with the book, Max. It's lovely to talk to you. A Sea Captain's Adventure, Seized by Max Hardberger. Max, it
must be dull being
said.
On
know,
the land. Being on land. Is it? I mean, does it kind of bore you? Do you feel that you need to get back out in the sea?
No, I like being on land.
Right. Okay.
Well, good. We've enjoyed chatting to you this morning, Max. A great story, and many thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Fred.
Take care. That's Max Hardberger, and his book Seized is out now. It's published by Nicholas Breeley Publishing. It's £9.99. He doesn't look like Samuel L. Jackson, but it'd be great if he played him. Oh, sorry, it's out this Thursday.